So if you want to hear that, give us a call, 631-622-6901.
Mirth, merriment, and mayhem.
Fun and frivolity. Otherwise, we're just going to continue with the punk rock.
We could read from the TV Guide.
Like, do they still print that?
Yes.
Whatever.
You did that many years ago, I remember that.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah, it was...
brain damage.
Brain damage. Reading from the TV Guide, playing the Butthole Surfers or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And that fella who did that show, he was reading and the wrestling was on.
Hmm.
Uh-oh. We've got a call.
All right, well, they're going to wait. Here's a little tune while we see what this guy wants and why he's up. And, well, could be a she, but here's, speaking of punk rock, here's I Remember Punk Rock by Vic Reeves. Hang on, phone guy.
Punk rock, like it was only yesterday. Oh, Mr. Buzzcock on my shoulder, singing in that extra special way. Yes, I remember punk rock, and I recall all those melodies by the Clash, the Adverts, Wire, Eton, not to mention ATV. Oh, well, the Generation X sang so sweetly, whilst the Pistols ate their lunch. The damned had tea with the lurkers, whilst X-ray specs enjoyed brunch. You know, I remember punk rock, I like it was only yesterday. Oh, Mr. Buzzcock on my shoulder, singing in that extra special way. Sang so tenderly, whilst 999 had soup. Richard Hell had the slits round for coffee, and Slaughter and the Dogs round too. You know, I remember punk rock, like it was only yesterday. Oh, Mr. Buzzcock on my shoulder, singing in that extra special way.
Well, speak of the devil, and he shall phone you on his cell phone. We have a man on the street calling in to give us a weather report. Because we haven't been doing that. We haven't been giving, like, updates on the weather.
We just said it was like The Shining.
It's like The Shining, which probably doesn't count as far as community service. But let's get a... Oh, hope I don't hang up on him. I'm not good with the phones. You're on the air!
Pot up the...
Kyle and Emmanuel here. We're,
Turn down, your radio.
Oh, should we turn it down?
What?
Emmanuel, do I turn it... I think you. I think you're supposed to turn the radio down.
I'm driving a car. I can't turn the radio down.
No, come on, listen. We got to turn it down. I think you're on the air.
Okay, a little radio theater. All right.
Hello. So this is Kyle and Emmanuel here.
Hi.
And we've been driving through this this blizzard, and let me tell you, right now we're behind a convoy of about four snowplows here on 347. And here, Emmanuel's got a couple comments, too, here. Hey, Emmanuel, you got this?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that the snowplows really slowed things down, all right? You know, I was doing just fine until I got behind these snowplows. And now we're only doing about 20 miles an hour, and it's really annoying. You know, they're big, they're bulky, they get in the way, and I just wish I could keep going on the snow and ice like I've been doing all the way from New York City.
How long did that take you?
This has been about a two-hour ride, I'd say, two and a half maybe. And getting out of town was quite hectic. Oh my gosh, we're passing a shovel out. We got a passenger car, and one of the plows is pulling off. Got a van out here. People are digging one another out. But that's pretty much been the theme all the way out of the city. In fact, one of the inbound lanes was completely stopped up at one point in Queens. You know, cars were just stopped. People were going the opposite direction in that lane of traffic. It was incredible amounts of chaos. And
Kyle, you want to talk about how my muffler fell off?
Oh yeah, on the way into town. Thank God it happened on the way in. The muffler on Emmanuel's car was hanging and causing all kinds of sounds and vibrations. And it's a good thing it fell off on the way in, because it surely would have fallen off on this drive out of town.
Did you pick it up and put it in the trunk?
Exactly. Yeah, I pulled over, and he said, "Don't touch it." I said, "No, Emmanuel, it's like a loose tooth. You got to just pull it off. You know, it's dangling. Just
and burn your
pull
hands.
It off. We'll put it in the trunk." We did that, and so the Tercel has been quite the little race car here.
The turd cell, yeah.
NASCAR sound. And it's done us a good
car?
Service. Front wheel drive is really the way to go. I don't know about traction control. I don't know about your all wheel, your four wheel, and definitely your rear wheel is terrible. But there's nothing like the dog sled that is front wheel drive.
Now, you said it took you 2 hours to get from Manhattan to Stony Brook on the LIE. That's kind of unusual, right?
Yeah, that's a little bit longer than normal. It usually takes about an hour. What did you say, Emmanuel? About an hour?
It usually takes about an hour and 15 minutes. But yeah, I got to tell you, the roads are pretty clear of people. There are some occasional idiots who go by and they don't know what they're doing and they start spinning out in front of you. But if you just take it slow instead, I'm not encouraging people, by the way, to go out on the road and do this. We had to. It was very important. We did a radio show on WBAI this evening.
Hey.
Well, we can mention that, can't we? They're not exactly our competitor. It's,
everyone's our competitor.
Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on WBAI 99.5. All right, can I say that?
Say what?
Never mind. But the thing is, we were in New York City, and, my cat expects two meals a day, and basically I'm half an hour late already, so...
All right, give the shout-out to your cat. What's your cat's name?
Huey.
Huey. All right, there you go.
Yes. So, Huey, if you're listening, we're on the way home, and, we're going to pick up the pace here a little bit. We've been doing about 20, and on the way out, we got up to about 30.
40.
Yeah, I think that Nassau County?
Yeah,
that was in Nassau, and it was really coming down. I mean, that was like blinding conditions. Whiteout, I think, is what they call that. So, and we sort of, it calmed down once we got into Spick, and... we were able to get off and hit 347 here.
All right. Well, this is awfully exciting. Do you have any accident reports or something you could spice this up with?
Oh, man. I don't know. There's too many accident reports to mention, my friend.
No. Mention them, because basically you just said it's snowing out, which is...
There's some confusion in Queens.
I could have got that myself.
It was very weird because we saw all these media trucks with little satellite dishes on them. But they were all parked next to each other on the westbound Long Island Expressway. And as a result, there was a huge traffic pileup behind them. We saw trucks, 18-wheelers, actually turning around going the other way on the Long Island Expressway. So they're heading eastbound in the westbound lanes.
That's kind of interesting. All right, you're gone.
I think he just ate his cell phone.
Right. They're trapped. Someone go dig them out. Thanks for that exciting weather report update there. So there you got it. If you didn't know, the roads are horrible, and it's taking someone 2 hours to get back from Manhattan.
And it's trapped us here.
It's trapped us here. This is Spiny Norman.
This is Chris Phillips.
Thanking Emmanuel.
And Kyle.
For calling in for that wonderful traffic report.
I don't know Kyle.
You know him.
No.
All right, we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to argue with you.
No.
but hopefully they get home, if only for the cat's sake.
Yes, yes.
You know, there's two humans there, but they're expendable. Get that cat food.
Yes. And if anything should happen to those two humans, we'll adopt out the cat.
We'll adopt out the cat. And
to a loving home.
I get his radio slot.
Yeah, that's a good show.
So, Emmanuel, drive as fast as you can home.
Yes.
Should we rock on?
Let us rock on. I've been too busy with the music bed, which is... Uh-oh. Phone call. Do you think it's him?
I think it's him, but I'm bored already of him.
So,
well, he'll have to wait a song, because right now I hate when it's all chatty, chatty, chatty.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something awful for the... damn it, I lost it.
Should I go?
No. We're going to play a Satanic Mass by Aleister Crowley.
Okay.
You into that?
I don't know yet. I haven't heard it.
It's not very good, actually. Go ahead. Play your thing.
Well, this is apropos. It's called The Frozen Ones by Ultravox.
Yes.